All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah, it's exciting to be here again.
Absolutely. And you know what we're doing today is diving into something pretty fascinating to me, teacher evaluations in Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, this is something that's been kind of a hot topic, I think, for a while.
Mm-hmm.
We've got these excerpts from Michigan Education Reforms.txt. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting.
Definitely.
Because, you know, when you think about teacher evaluations, you don't immediately think like, okay, this is going to involve like business world solutions, right?
No, not at all. You kind of think it'd stay within the, you know, education sphere.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So let's talk about it. Like, what's the core issue that we're looking at here in Michigan?
So the big thing is that Michigan has really been trying to create a teacher evaluation system that's both more effective and fairer.
Right.
And we know that the previous system had a lot of problems. People were really concerned about the lack of due process. You know, like if a teacher felt that their evaluation was unfair, it was really hard to challenge it.
And it was probably really stressful too.
Oh, absolutely. There was a lot of potential for things to feel arbitrary.
Yeah.
You know, like it really depended on who was doing the evaluating.
Right. And it sounds like that wasn't really supporting teachers in the way that, you know, ideally an evaluation system should be.
Exactly. So that's where these two new bills come in, Senate Bills 395 and 396.
Okay.
And basically their goal is to make the whole process a lot more supportive and a lot clearer.
Okay. So like what are they actually doing to change things?
So one of the big things is that now if a teacher gets two needs support ratings in a row,
mm-hmm.
they're automatically entitled to what's called a personalized development plan.
Oh, interesting.
So it's not just like, oh, you're not doing well, figure it out.
Right.
It's like, okay, here's a plan with specific steps that you can take to improve your skills.
I see. So it's more about like actually helping them grow.
Exactly. It's about supporting them to become better teachers.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And the other big change is in how disputes are handled.
Okay. Yeah. That was one of the big problems with the old system, right?
Exactly. So now there's a much clearer process and it actually involves binding arbitration.
Okay, so, like, what does that mean exactly?
So, basically, if a teacher goes through that whole development plan and they still disagree with their evaluation, they can take their case to an independent third party who will make a decision that everyone has to follow.
Oh, wow. So, it's, like, really serious.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And here's the really interesting part. The organization that's going to be handling these arbitrations is the American Arbitration Association.
The AAA.
Yeah, exactly.
I know them from like commercials and stuff.
Right. Usually think about them for like business disputes or labor disputes.
You know, contract stuff.
Exactly. So it's kind of surprising to see them involved in education.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So how did that even happen? Like why the AAA?
Well, initially the plan was actually to have the Michigan Employment Relations Commission handle these cases.
Okay. Makes sense. They deal with labor relations already.
Right. It seemed like a natural fit, but a lot of education leaders actually pushed for the AAA instead.
Interesting. Like why?
Well, they were really impressed with the AAA's reputation.
Mm.
They're known for being neutral and efficient, and they have a really strong track record in resolving disputes.
So even though they're coming from like a business background, they're seen as like fair and impartial.
Exactly. And a lot of people felt that they would be able to bring a fresh perspective to the whole process.
I see. So they're not just bringing their expertise in arbitration, but also like maybe a different way of looking at things.
Right. And it sounds like the AAA is pretty excited about this new role, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Their president and CEO, Bridget M. McCormack, even said, and I quote, "The AAA is proud to be the provider of dispute resolution services in this legislation, with nearly 100 years of service resolving contract disputes fairly efficiently and effectively. We are ready to go whenever needed."
Wow. That's a pretty strong statement.
It is. It really shows that they're committed to this. And I think it's interesting to think about what this might mean for teachers in Michigan, you know?
Right. Like, how is this actually going to affect them?
Well, imagine you're a teacher and you're facing a dispute with your evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have this neutral third party who specializes in resolving conflicts you can go to.
Right. It's not just like going through the school administration.
Exactly. It's a completely different dynamic.
And I imagine that would feel a lot less stressful for teachers.
Oh, definitely. It's not like this potentially long, drawn out bureaucratic process.
Right. Where it feels like you're fighting against the system.
Exactly. This feels more like a collaborative problem solving opportunity.
Yeah. Like everybody's working together to find a solution.
Right. And I think that could lead to a better outcome for both the teacher and the school.
Right. Because ultimately everyone wants teachers to succeed.
Absolutely. And it's not just about the teachers either. This could really benefit administrators too.
Oh, how so?
Well, the AAA is known for being really efficient, so these disputes are likely to be resolved a lot faster.
That makes sense.
And that frees up time and resources for everybody involved.
So it's not just about fairness, it's also about practicality.
Exactly. It's about making the whole system work better for everyone.
But that's really what we want to see.
Absolutely.
So it sounds like this partnership between the education world and the AAA has a lot of potential.
I think so, too.
You know, we're talking about a more balanced evaluation process, faster resolution of disputes, a stronger focus on supporting teacher growth.
Mm-hmm.
It really could be a win-win situation.
It could, and I think it's pretty exciting to see this kind of outside-the-box thinking being applied to a really complex issue.
Yeah, it really is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it makes you wonder what other unexpected applications arbitration might have.
Right. What other problems could we solve with this kind of approach?
It's something to think about. And, you know, whether you're a teacher, an administrator, a parent, or just someone who cares about the future of education, This development in Michigan is definitely something to keep an eye on. It could have ripple effects far beyond the classroom. And who knows what other problems we might be able to solve with a little bit of, you know, creative thinking.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes the best solutions come from the most unexpected places.
That's so true. Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive.
Yes.
Really appreciate your insights on this.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
And to all of you listening, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time for another deep dive.
See you then.
Bye. Well, think, in the turret of your portation, you're a fashion and deep dive.